Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Greetings and welcome to today's edition of Cross Encounters. Hooray! The high street in the town that I live in is now open to two-way traffic. For months, a one-way system on the high street had been imposed by the local council, and man, what a mess that was. The traffic flow pattern on the high street was chaos due to the work that was being done on it. But just a few days before they opened the road again, I was on a bus heading home going through that one-way diversion. But we weren't moving. Now, there was lots of shouting and lots of horns being honked down the road. But there was no movement. It turned out that some goofball had ignored all the road closed signs and had purposely driven around the barriers and blockades, and he was trying to head the wrong way up the one-way system. I wondered if the consequences of his deliberate breaking of the law weren't going to get him lynched. Then I got to thinking, doesn't this sum up humanity? For God in His Word says that there is only one way to go. Our one-way system to God is through the death and the resurrection of His Son, Jesus Christ. But we discourteously and flagrantly ignore the signs that He has graciously given us, and we speed through life, breaking every law and commandment that He's ever given to us. We follow and we worship other gods. We blatantly disobey His word. We ignore the needs of others while selfishly going our own merry way, glorifying our desires. And then we have the audacity to wonder why our lives are a wreck. On that bus, it gave me time to reflect on who and what is driving my life. But wasn't it Jesus who said that the road to God's kingdom is narrow? That is the road He walked, the road that led to the cross. Our good shepherd went on a collision course with evil. And although it appeared that Jesus was run over by the forces of evil, He was raised to new life, to open to us again the way to God through Him. Life may seem to be a cul-de-sac, going nowhere, heading quickly into a dead end, figuratively and literally speaking. But Jesus didn't let dead ends stop Him. He has opened up a new way, and He beckons us to follow. So the sooner we quit trying to go our own way, the wrong way, the better off we will be. So, if you are at a crossroads in your life, the cross is the road to follow, to find life. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we confess that far too often we plunge headlong down the wrong way of life, ending up in the cul-de-sac of death and despair. Lord, grant us the wisdom to know that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and to follow Him. Grant this for His sake. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.